Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
I certainly think also Michael Olise has had a wonderful start. The Bundesliga is really falling in love with him and just seeing how talented he is. And I think people who watch the Premier League knew that. It's a new thing for Bayern Munich fans.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Eileen, success. How are you feeling after that 9 goals?
I'm feeling good. There's a little bit of chaos at times out there, you know, very tight spaces, a lot of enthusiasm to score goals, which, you know, can lead to a little bit of rushed decision making, maybe filling into crowding around spaces out at times, but overall, very happy. 9 goals over the, you know, over the 2 games, clean sheets. No yellows tonight, which was a big, very big talking point at every single meeting we had. So, did the job, kept the control, probably some WWF stuff at times. So, we were, you know, actively staying conscious around those yellow cards. So, yeah, I'm proud of the girls for that.
Considering that and how chaotic it did get at times, and the fact that I think Courtney was the only person in her half for like the majority of that second half,
Yeah. What
are the takeaways from that game? Because it's very different opposition to what we're going to be facing against Wales in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, and I mean, that's every game is different in opposition, and you have to, you know, in these 2 games, we knew we would dominate possession. I think, obviously, Wales, you know, higher ranked opposition, similar profile to us in terms of players, in terms of key players, in terms of the levels that players play at. So yeah, you have to, you approach the game slightly different. Same when we played tougher opposition then, and you pick your squad then that you can maximise your performance against whoever you're playing with. So that's the way we have to go against Wales.
We had that player of the match performance from Abby on Friday, and then you also had the Stapleton today and that beautiful flick on. So the young players are putting up their hands and saying, "Hi Eileen, giving you a bit of a headache."
Oh, they really are, and I love it. I mean, that's what we want. So I think, you know, Staple was solid. Or Jessie, we call her Staple, but it's Jess, and she was solid tonight. She's good in the ball, you know, she's smart, she can see the game. Then you've got Abby. Thought Abby was very good over the 2 games, you know, very good in tight spaces, very progressive, good early deliveries into the box. Then you saw young Ellen Malloy coming on then the last 10 minutes. So I think Ellen she's an exciting young player, lefty, likes to dribble, creative, so good in those spaces as well. So they're definitely going to give the oldies a good challenge and a run for their money, and that's what we want. We want these young players coming through. We want them playing good levels. We want them playing consistently. And I think, you know, Staple's gone to Sunderland. She's playing week in and week out regularly. Ellen is playing 90 minutes week in and week out now with Sheffield. So you'll see her level coming up. And yeah, and I mean, I have to give a shout out to Marissa, of course. I thought it was super over the 2 games. And yeah, you know, really did find us good pockets of space tonight. Was good at linking the play, so yeah, it's exciting.
And then you also had the regulars scoring that you would hope to set, and that's what we want. We want these people who we can consistently rely on in Kira, Katie, and Julianne again. So how important is it that we do kind of know now exactly where those goals are coming from against all sorts of opposition, whether it's France, whether it's England, whether it's Georgia?
Yeah, I think it's having that depth and variety in the squad. I mean, obviously when we played in the qualifiers against France and England, we had to be a little bit you know, conservative at times. We had to have our mid block, and then the runners were important in terms of the forwards. So Julie and Leanne were, gave us great outlets in the runners. This game, of course, was much deeper, so you needed someone that could stick the ball. So using Kira in those moments, and then of course Kira, we're still getting Kira back to full fitness. So I think there's another gear to go there, much more exposure. So it's great to have that for variety. Of course, we've got Katie's girl, we've got Julie, and yeah, you've got everyone looking to get on the ball tonight and to score goals. So yeah, it's a good position to be in. Obviously, we were missing some of our regular squad in this one through injury. Rusha, Megan Campbell, Megan Connolly. So they're all back in the mix, hopefully, for the next. So it's a good headache to have.
Arlene, you've talked about a lot of these players. We've seen Leanne earlier on the campaign putting her hand up for selection. We're seeing more and more different players putting their hand up for selection. How far along do you think this squad is compared to when they would have played Wales earlier in the year?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's good that we played Wales early in the year. I mean, I'll go so far as to say is the loss was a great learning moment. But it was, you know, it's always about context, and it was the second game of a window. Two friends we just played. Italy, Staple had played in the six, a little bit of a lag. And that game, we started with a different 11, and players were missing, Denise was missing. So yeah, there's a lot to learn from that game. Obviously, Wales, you know, a solid, strong team. But yeah, we had lots to learn from that. But the squad is, I think the squad is stronger, and it's just keeping everybody fit and ready, and then we should be good to go.
You talked about Kira there. Kira's had a great international window with two goals. But even in terms of the other players who we haven't necessarily seen, there's more players knocking on your door who necessarily aren't in your 23, who are saying now, putting their hand up, say, Eileen, I want to be here, I want to be there. Like, when you look at the depth of the squad, you must be happy now, considering it's a lot stronger.
Yeah, I'm very happy. And if it continues to get stronger, it is. We've got more players playing fully pro. We've got players on standby lists that, you know, are scoring goals regularly at clubs, and everybody thinks everybody should be in, but you know, you've 23 to pick, but to have that, you know, depth of players available is important.
Can I just go back to the start of the game? You talked about, you know, some of the major WWEs. How important was it, though, that the players kept their composure in that? Because we've seen straight from the kickoff, Katie get entangled with one of their players. We've seen multiple times where players have been pushed off the ball and stuff like that, but they didn't react.
Yes, we've had 20 meetings about not reacting and being very conscious about that, and about everyone keeping each other calm, and you know, just having to be calm in the moment, because it was hugely important. If you got yellow tonight, do we play in the next match? If you play in the next match, you miss the Aviva match. So all of those things. So, but I do think, like, the motivation of being involved in the finals is enough to keep you controlled. But you do have to be super controlled. You saw there was a lot of tackles, there was a lot of jersey pulling, there was a lot of arms around the waist, and that's pretty annoying when you're in the moment. There was a bit of WWF up at one point in the box for Mannion, so thankfully we came away and the girls did really well to keep it calm.
Eileen, you previously said that Wales is obviously a higher ranked team. And obviously each game is unique in itself, and it probably helped play Wales earlier this year. But since then, do you think having achieved a historic win against France will add to the players' confidence on the field against Wales in the future?
Yeah, and I think, you know, as much as it was difficult in the draw for the Euro qualifiers, that also gave us great experience against top teams, and, you know, finding ways to keep clean sheets, finding ways to test out, you know, how far we can get up the pitch, how open we can be. I mean, that was a huge experience, and I feel like there was a 360 kind of development throughout that campaign, with the, you know, starting with the first game against France and then finishing with the win against France. So yeah, that was a huge advantage.
I mean, it's a brilliant occasion to look forward to as well. I know you're just off the field of the match tonight, but a month out even, it's a brilliant occasion for Irish soccer to look forward to.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, super exciting. You know, it was so important to be seeded and have that game, the home game. And I mean, what night that would be. So it's, you know, it's straight from here into full prep mode. It's a very quick turnaround, but yeah, to finish it off and qualify in the Aviva would be amazing.
Julianne, speaking after a victory over Jordan this evening, I suppose good to get the result and to get the job done.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, a win is a win. We probably would have liked a bit more goals. I think we should have got a few more in the first half, myself included. But look, a win is a win, and we'll just concentrate now, all focus on Wales.
And how difficult is it to prepare for a game where you are 6 up from the first leg? Realistically, it's a done deal. How difficult is it to get to that pitch that you want at international level in a game like this?
Yeah, look, I think it was a difficult game. They were very, very deep, and not something that we have been used to for the last couple of games. Obviously against France and England, they wouldn't be sitting that deep, so it was a new learning from us. I don't think Wales will be like that, so look, we'll just take the learnings, 2 wins, on to the next.
Yeah, and from your own personal perspective, a good night, you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I did. Delighted to get another goal. Thought it settled us for the first half as well, and yeah, it was special again to have my family and friends here and Rosie here as well, so yeah, long way continue.
And just a final one for me, you know, now you're playing Wales, obviously you played them earlier on the season, the squad did a different game, I suppose, but one to look forward to, but a completely different challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Wales are a quality team, and they are a lot of players in the WSL, so a lot of the girls will be playing against each other, so they'll know the strengths and weaknesses, but I have full faith in Eileen and the staff to have the tactics ready for us to follow through.
Julianne, how do you prepare for a game like that, because you're not like most of them players, you're now out of season and it's going to be a couple of week gap before playing games yourself?
Yeah, for me, I'm going to be training with the boys with Saltil Devon in Galway, so to be honest, I'm really looking forward to that. Love training with boys, they're probably fitter, faster, stronger genetically, so looking forward to that. I'll continue with my CrossFit and my extra running and whatnot, and just keep match fitness and match sharp and go into the next game.
It's another player to match a war for yourself. You're just going from strength to strength at international level since coming back. You must be really, could you have dreamed of this last 6 months?
Absolutely not, to be totally honest. It's just been a total whirlwind, and I'm just taking it game by game and just enjoying and relishing every moment.
In terms of the game tonight, the second chance, you said you could have had more, just scuffed it a little bit, but to get on that score sheet again in front of a record crowd in Tallaght Stadium for the women's national team, so I must be pleased.
Yeah, no, it was special to get that first one. Very frustrated with myself for missing the second one, and got the stars in my eyes. I don't know what happened, but anyway, look, we'll learn, and we'll hopefully we'll score against Wales.
Just a final one from me. This camp you've sort of played alongside Kira, you've had Kira, Katie's been up higher. It's been a lot of interchange, and how have you found that, and how have you enjoyed that?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. To be honest, I play anywhere on the pitch as long as I'm on, and I'll give it everything every time. I don't mind if it's up front or on the wing or left back or whatnot. So yeah, wherever Eileen puts me, I'll do a job.
It was the record crowd here in Tallaght Stadium, but the next leg will be in the Aviva Stadium. I'm sure you'll be hoping to pack it out with the reward to qualify for European Championships. It'll be sure to be a big crowd in the Aviva Stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, look, there's such an interest now in women's football, and it's phenomenal, and it's great to be a part of it. And it was such a good atmosphere in Tallaght today, and on a Tuesday evening to get such a good crowd, it was brilliant. And obviously it was sold out. Unfortunately, not everyone came up, but I think it was still a record crowd, so that's brilliant. But yeah, hopefully we can get more to the Aviva, and obviously I think a big travelling crowd to Wales as well, because it's not that far away.
We saw that Eileen brought in Jessie Stapleton and Marisha Shiva into the team, having come off the bench to score the other night. Just how do you think that they play, particularly Jessie, and the fact she slotted into the back three then in the second half?
Yeah, look, I think the two of them did excellent. We have such a strong squad, really, really good depth. Like, everyone on the bench could be starters, and there's girls that aren't in the squad as well. So it's obviously a pain for Eileen to pick that full squad, but like, there's such a good environment, such good vibes in the camp. So yeah, I think everyone is just happy, and everyone just wants to qualify for the Euros.
Julianne, what are the biggest learnings you guys can take as a kind of attacking unit from tonight? Because you've had most of the ball and it was very low block. What are the kind of biggest things you can learn from tonight's game?
Yeah, I think we just need to be more clinical, and kind of just be a bit more patient, and probably go wider a bit quicker at times, especially away in Georgia. We were quite slow at moving the ball, so I think that's probably one of the main learning is just to, we can skip people by and just be quicker or passing and probably shoot more as well.
And just it would be remiss not to ask a question about baby Rosie. She's everyone I'd say was buzzing to have her back in the camp this week and here again today.
She was, absolutely. We didn't have her in Georgia, we missed her, but herself and my husband Kieran came up, they met us on Saturday, and she was just kind of a joy for everybody, and yeah, everyone loves her, so it's great to have her in.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.